This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Market participants in recent days have noticed that about a half dozen companies are fueling much of the gains on the NASDAQ stock market, up 8% the year so far. Prominent in that small group is the social media and advertising company Facebook. Although Facebook shares are down in pre-market trading this morning, the results from its quarterly profit report late yesterday were generally strong, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Facebook's margins are high. People are spending more time hanging out on the site, and the users, on average, 1.4 billion a month. RBC analyst Mark Mahaney says it's jaw-dropping.
For context, there are more people on Facebook on a monthly basis than live in China. So it's a massive platform.
The future appears bright for a company valued at more than $250 billion, which helps explain why it's one of Wall Street's spark plugs. Another growth area for the company? Advertising. Facebook hauled in $3.8 billion, much of it coming from mobile. Brian Blau is research director at Gartner.
Advertisers want to put their ads in front of Facebook users, and I think that we continue to see that as Facebook presses down and attracts more advertisers in local communities.
Blau says Facebook may have maxed out growth here in the U.S. and much of Europe. One way to keep humming is to find a way to make more off of advertising that doesn't turn users off. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Here's a number. As part of its quarterly briefing yesterday, Facebook said one out of every 5 minutes we spend on a smartphone in the U.S. is spent on Facebook and other Facebook apps. This underscores the great goal of Facebook and its competition to become the de facto operating environment for the whole phone.